Last Thursday, Premier Peter Beattie in Queensland was presented with a letter signed by former West Australian Chief Justice David Malcolm, two retired New South Wales Chief Judges Jack Lee, now dead, and Dr. Frank McGrath, two retired New South Wales Supreme Court Judges Roddy Maher and Barry O'Keefe, one of Australia's foremost QCs Alex Shand, and a legal academic and barrister Alastair McAdam. The letter was seeking from Premier Beattie the appointment of an independent special prosecutor into what's known as the Heiner Affair, a legacy of the Goss government. A copy of this letter, can you believe it, signed by people of this distinction who rarely go into print, was also received by the Queensland Governor, the Chief Justice of Queensland, the opposition leader in Queensland, the Bar Association and the Law Society. And it followed the completion of a two-year audit by the leading New South Wales QC, David Rofe, who prepared a 3,000-page, nine-volume report on the case and concluded there were 67 alleged, unaddressed, prima facie criminal charges that needed to be urgently addressed in relation to this Heiner affair. Now, Heiner was a retired magistrate, Noel Heiner, who was appointed by Russell Cooper, who was the Premier of Queensland before Wayne Goss, and appointed in 1989 to investigate serious allegations of the abuse of children in a state youth detention centre, including the rape of a 14-year-old Aboriginal girl by male inmates. The Goss government, on March the 5th, 1990, ordered the destruction of all documents relating to the inquiry. Kevin Rudd was Wayne Goss's chief of staff at the time of the Heiner affair. Shortly afterwards, he became the Director General of the Cabinet Office. According to a Queensland academic, Scott Prasser, Rudd was the de facto power behind the throne, Wayne Goss's closest advisor. Now, as Piers Ackerman said, these members of the judiciary and the legal fraternity who've signed this letter to Premier Beattie are people not given to demonstrations of public outrage. But they feel that the shredding of evidence by the Goss government was a frontal attack on the function of the judiciary. The matter is unresolved. And again, Kevin Rudd is seeking the Prime Ministership. It is proper that these matters be investigated. Peter Beattie is now being asked to appoint an independent special prosecutor to resolve these unresolved matters known as the Heiner Affair. Piers Ackerman has written about this. He's on the line. Piers, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Alan.
This is not a matter of knocking anyone, but they're matters of legitimate concern, aren't they?
Well, this Heiner matter, the shredding of documents by a government when it knew that they were to be used in a criminal matter, is absolutely, without a doubt, the most atrocious injustice that I've heard of in current Australian history. It is absolutely breathtaking. And what's more, the determination of the Beattie government to block any attempt to open this and deliver justice to that young Aboriginal girl who was raped and other inmates at the John Oxley Youth Centre is absolutely staggering.
And, of course, there was a union organiser here, a bloke called Kevin Lindeberg, from the Queensland Professional Officers Association, who was tied up in all of this. And when he started to blow the whistle, they made sure he got sacked.
Well, this is a case of Labor eating its own again. What I see happening here is that Premier Beattie is trying to protect the union leaders, particularly the public service union in Queensland, to which he owes much of his power. And he is determined that none of the union bosses will be brought down by this. But in reality, as the learned former Chief Justice of the High Court, Sir Harry Gibb, says, plus those other former Chief Justice of the West Australian Court, a number of Supreme Court judges, say there is a prima facie case to be brought against the Goss cabinet for shredding the documents.
Yes, a month after the Goss government came to office in December 1989, it closed down the inquiry.
Absolutely. And what's happened subsequently, and I had a response from...
Just on that point, we should make this clear that the solicitor for the two people in charge of the youth centre wanted to know what charges were being laid against them, and they sought an assurance from the government that all matters in relation to it would not be destroyed, and the government gave that assurance.
Absolutely. But Alan, this is... in every chapter of this saga now, there are lies. That people are being lied to, even as the assurances were being given to the people who might have been in the picture that the documents would be protected.
They were being in the shredder.
The Gosgab cabinet was making its decision. Feed them through, and it's not just a question of warehousing them, or you know, it's shredding them. It's making them totally.
And when this fellow Lindbergh learnt of the shredding and challenged the decision, he's then sacked by his union. So the government then called upon the union to do the government's dirty work.
Well, that's right, and he was actually reinstated.
Reinstated
by a very, very small margin, because he was recognised as a very, very good union organiser.
But then subsequently dismissed. Subsequently dismissed again.
Mm.
And he's the bloke that's the whistleblower who's been fighting for justice since 1990.
This poor bloke, I mean, I just admire his strength of character. And, you know, you get a lot of cases, come across people ask you to look into things. And I was just so awed by Kevin Lindbergh's gut and determination. I mean, there's really not much in it for him now.
This letter to Beattie says, there is compelling evidence suggesting that the erroneous interpretation of Section 129 of the Code used by those authorities to justify the shredding of the Heiner inquiry documents may have knowingly advantaged executive government and certain civil servants. And it said, they agreed with Sir Harry Gibbs, who's the former Chief Justice of the High Court, at least a prima facie offence under Section 29 concerning the destruction of evidence.
Absolutely.
And Kevin Rudd was the boss, Chief of Staff of the Goss government at the time of the Heiner affair.
Well, you know, Alan, a lot of people say, but Kevin Rudd was only a public servant then. He was only doing what he was told. The problem with that argument is that whenever Kevin Rudd is challenged as to what credentials he would bring to Prime Minister, he says that he ran the Goss cabinet. He effectively ran Queensland. Now, and this goes exactly to the heart of what you were saying in the lead-up. He can't be simultaneously responsible for the Goss cabinet and not knowing what was going on. I mean, where does this guy stand on anything? He says he can't remember meeting Brian Burke. He can't remember being in a room surrounded by naked lap dancers. He can't remember organising a false Anzac memorial thing. And now, when at one hand he's wearing on his sleeve, I ran the Queensland government for my mate Wayne Goss, now serving my wife on her public company. But he says, well, actually, he didn't have anything to do with it.
Now, the letter made reference to prosecution of the letter that Peter Beattie got on Thursday, of a Douglas Ensby. Now, he was prosecuted in Queensland for the destruction of material that could have been required as evidence under Section 129.
Yes.
And yet here the executive government and certain civil servants have also destroyed evidence, documents that may be required as evidence, and nothing has happened.
Absolutely. And the Queensland Court of Appeal upheld the Ensby case. It involved a fellow who burnt diaries. Now, this, you know, that which could have been required in evidence, and they found that it didn't matter what stage he burnt them; it was destruction of evidence.
So,
now,
who
the Queensland government here is creating a castle of falsehoods, and what's more, you remember Joe Bjelke Petersen used to talk about feeding the chooks.
Mm.
Well, I tell you, Peter Beattie's got a lot of chooks up there in his press corps because they're eating out of his hand.
Well, the allegation in the David Roth report, just to finish all of this, it's fairly serious. David Roth, a leading New South Wales QC, prepared a 3,000-page, 9-volume report on this Heiner case.
It took 2 years, Alex.
That's it, and concluded there were 67...
2 years.
67 alleged, unaddressed, prima facie criminal charges that needed to be urgently addressed.
Yeah.
And the documentation has been shredded when assurances were given by the government that it wouldn't be. Piers, we'll leave it there. Good to talk to you.
Okay, Alan.
Thank you for your time.
Long way to go.
Long way to go. Those are very serious concerns that someone should be addressing, I would have thought.